Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Robinson moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. one out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Phil Massey now catching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to third for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Dobson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.